And while you're doing that, I'd invite anyone who would like to share anything that came out from the chat, just raise your hand. There is a, if you look down in the bottom of your screen, there's a little icon called reactions, and you can raise your hand if you would like to just share something with the wider group. So click on raise your hand. Okay, Sally Lloyd.
Hi everyone, let me just start on my video. Hi everyone. We had a great group, a couple of, can you hear me? Yep, a couple of students, peace activists, social activists, artists, so we were very lucky. I think the key themes that came out of our discussion was compassion is very important and needs to be valued more as an asset to bringing people together. Collaboration is also going to be a really key component, especially having people from all the disciplines in the same room. So saying having an astrophysicist and having an artist in the same room to talk about these issues will really help it gain momentum and gain scope. Community support and seeing how important it is. As somebody said, women are often, you know, looking after kids and looking after families and being busy. So perhaps if all you can do is make dinner for a mum so she can go to a meeting, a council meeting, then that's brilliant. And the other important point was about building the confidence of women to put their hands up. Because so many women are like, oh, I can't do that. I'm not sure I've got the skills. I'm too busy. And maybe these community workshops and the leadership workshops are also about empowering women who take the traditional back foot, which is, oh, no, don't have the skills to do that. Don't have the time. So confidence is a huge part of it, I think. And in that, how do you ask for money to fund a campaign? How do you, you know, the financial is important, but it also backs out of confidence too. So that was our group. Thank you.
Thank you, Sally. And Violet, would you like to add something now?
Yeah, thank you so much. We had a great group as well, lots of very intelligent women. Obviously, the topic of is politics broken or not broken was quite a hot one. We talked a lot about how politics works and having this two-party system where it's and people trying to have this career as a politician and that sort of being a thing that gets in the way of people acting in the best interests of our community. We talked about citizens' assemblies, which is a great way to sort of flatten out that structure, as Anne talked about. A lot of love for Anne in our group. We talked about eco-law and defending nature for its own right rather than just as a resource for humans. We talked about needing to look for the greater good, and I think this is a point I'll leave with, even though we had so much good stuff, which is that if people took more time to care about the we and care for each other and show respect for each other, then a lot of these problems would disappear. And so there's this political argument, but then there's a cultural situation that we need to address as well. And thanks to everyone in my group. I'm sorry if I missed anything. I'm sure you get a chance to add if you missed out, but great chat.
Thank you very much, Violet. Melissa, were you wanting to speak?
No. Yes, thank you. Just to say thank you to the organisers of this Congress. It's been very, very nourishing and very heartwarming. I was struck in our group with by the level of authenticity of the sharing and how it seemed to me that the other women really grounded their responses in their lived experience, which is not always the case. Out in the public domain, people are often speaking from their heads and not from their hearts. And having a, you know, a head-heart connection is so important. What some of the things were that were raised in our group were the importance, as some other people have already shared, of having some sort of charter here in the Congress, which may be something that's already, you know, being formulated, of creating an absolutely safe space where we always come from kindness, compassion, love, and that we give other people the benefit of the doubt. A really good point that was made was that not everyone shares in the same way, and so some people might speak really well, some people might write really, really well, but then other people might express what they, you know, their feelings and thoughts through art or dance, and that that also needs to be allowed to be expressed in the group, so that we do hear that diversity of voices. I can't think of anything else, but if anyone else in the group thinks of something that I've left out, please put it in the chat. But thank you, that's all.
Thank you, Melissa. And my apologies to Zol and Shanna. Unfortunately, we need to close off this session now, but I would encourage you please to write your thoughts into the chat. Now, that's the way to keep a record of what we're thinking, and it's how we can build together, you know, things like that charter and a way forward that encompasses all the fantastic ideas that we've already heard today. So thank you very much. And I'm now going to hand back to Janet.
Thank you, Lynn, and thank you everyone for participating in those breakout groups so wholeheartedly. I can see the chat is just flowing like a river here, so it's going to be great looking through it after. So next, to nourish our spirits a little before we go off for lunch and to bring that artistic, creative expression into our conversation as well, we have an artistic presentation with dancer Courtney Allen, who is going to dance a piece called Owl Calls Out for a Mate Amongst the Silence and Devastation of the Burnt Forest. And this choreography is by Courtney herself with Elizabeth Cameron Darman. And after she's done the dance, Courtney's going to share some of her personal reflections. So thanks.